Okay, and we're back in for the second hour. This is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting. PJ Barden is my name. And we have today a very special guest, a prolific writer, researcher on many, so I hope my own voice coming back there, on a very, very complex subject on chemtrails, the geoengineering, and the one of our many books, which is out under an iron eye sky, but our current book being Chemtrails, Harp, and Full Spectrum Dominance of the Planet. Do we have Alana Freeland? Hello.
Hello, PJ.
Hello. Thank you very much indeed for coming on. Saturday night and all that, that's not fair, is it?
Oh, come on. Every night is the same for me these days.
Well, I go to bed about 3 a.m. every day. I work 15 hours a day. I'm like a bat. I'm a creature of the night, so it suits me. But and you're very good to come on. You really are. But, no, you're... because we've had him on, I have to make a comparison. We have had Jim Lee on the program twice, and he was on for 2 hours the last time. And you're not in competition with each other. You complement each other in what you do. But that's this subject of the ionizing of the sky. Well, by what you've written the book, everything has a chronological scale to say. Where do you start, and I'll leave it to you, where do you start in explaining this to the public? It's quite complex and quite frightening.
Well, yes, and I always start with the chemtrails, the chemical trails, and that's, of course, Jim Lee's strong point, too. I mean, he's really an expert on jet fuel and how the chemicals that we're breathing in now come from a lot of the what's coming out of the combustion chamber of the engines of jets, commercial and military. For me, I also go... into how weather systems are set up, back to HARP, the High Frequency Active Auroral Research Project, and what its purpose was initially in the late 80s after Bernard Eastland's patent was picked up by the corporation known as Raytheon and the U.S. Air Force, and eventually transferred to the U.S. Navy. This is all very important to understand how our atmosphere has been completely transformed. And this is important for us, not as a military venture only, but because we are breathing this air, and not just the United States. As you know, the atmosphere, the troposphere, is planetary. It's global. And we're all breathing a very different atmosphere than we were breathing, say, 30 years ago. So that's really crucial to me. And I can go into any of that at any point, PJ.
I can remember, Jen, I'll let you do the talking. I just a few questions for me in this hour. But it's like the summer, smell of summer just isn't the same as it used to be, even here in Britain. And a very small, this may sound very childish, number of cars, both in America and Britain, if you drove in a hot day in August around 100 miles, came home, there'd be bugs on the bumper, you'd be completely black. They don't exist anymore because of herbicides. Is that correct?
Ah, well, that's interesting. No, I hadn't noticed that. And herbicides, certainly pollutants other than what is coming down from the jets, are acting synergistically with what we're breathing now in this new atmosphere. I think though, what is really new, besides some of the chemicals, and how they interact or synergistically with other pollutants, is that there is a lot of radio frequency and microwaves in the air now because we're being forced, really, to become a wireless civilization. And that is essential to the military objectives behind the chemical trails that are dropping. A lot of people immediately think, such as with this recent hurricane that we've had in America down in the Gulf of Mexico off of Texas, a lot of people think that it's only for weather warfare or for weather engineering. But but it has there are several objectives that are all military in nature behind this control of the weather. Very important to know that.
Okay, one of the most disgraceful things that I just staying on the on the very same subject. By virtue, we have the access to fiber optic cable, which they've pulled back on in Britain and everywhere now. You can get it in some towns here. We don't need Wi-Fi. You know, if everything was fiber optic cable, we would not need Wi-Fi. It's a scandalous piece of criminality to push Wi-Fi on us for that reason. Do you agree?
Well, yes, you might make a case for civilians not needing Wi-Fi if we had enough fiber optic cable, but that would not satisfy military objectives. They definitely need Wi-Fi, such as for the drones. There is no way you can create the kind of war theater, the battle space that they want. With just fiber optics cable, similar to the fiber optics cable that are transatlantic, transpacific, and that we depend upon for our internet, et cetera. But don't think that fiber optic, that this is an illusion to think fiber optics, if we had that, everything would be hunky-dory, as we say in America. No, it wouldn't, because the way fiber optics are made with all these tiny, tiny glass tubules, all of each one, you can load with a different objective, a different communication, if you will. This is very much used for targeting individuals. And so I don't see fiber optics as any type of solution. Plus, when you have it underground, at your house or in your streets, along with your utilities that are running under the streets. This is all very much microwaves, radio frequency. You're still being zapped from below. It's just that you wouldn't be, perhaps you wouldn't have as much in the air as wireless, as Wi-Fi gives us. That is true.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll come on to 5G, 4 and 5G, how dangerous that is for people. The ionizing of the atmosphere, explain that to people. What does that actually mean?
Well, let's go back to Bernard Eastland's patent, which I deconstruct in Chapter 2 of Chemtrails, HARP, and the Full Spectrum Dominance of Planet Earth. What they wanted to do was get some of that energy up in the ionosphere. And that's why they came up with the research project known as HARP. They built it up in Gakona, Alaska. It was in the Arctic Circle, right on the edge of the Arctic Circle, a perfect place because the magnetism of the Earth up there is very strong, as it is at the Antarctic. So the idea was, what they put out to the public anyway, was that they were going to study the aurora borealis, and they were going to work on over-the-horizon communications with submarines. Yes, those were going on too. It wasn't an entire lie, but it was quite deceptive, because what they really were going to do was zap the ionosphere, which is this giant bubble around the Earth that keeps us safe from solar energy and, you know, being fried here on planet Earth. They were going to zap it with massive amounts of microwaves and or radio waves. And in order to penetrate it, stimulate it, and force an increase in ionization up in the ionosphere itself, and bring those ions, those charged electrons, down to our atmosphere in the troposphere, in the lower atmosphere. They needed it down here. And they had already had this in mind. It wasn't initiated by the Bernard Eastland's patent, but they had had it back in the old Star Wars days. Yeah, I'm sure you've heard of that program, the Strategic Defense Initiative, during the Reagan, Cheney, Bush years in the 80s. But they tabled it. They renamed it Ballistic Missile Program under Clinton. And then they sort of tucked it away because the atmosphere was not really conducive to what they needed it for, and that's what brought forward the HAARP experiments. And those experiments ran basically from the 90s all the way through the 90s into the 2000s, and in 2013 they had finally achieved about as much as they were going to achieve in the way they had calibrated the HAARP instrument. And they shut it down for a while, and everybody got excited. Oh, they shut it down. Good. You know, we'd had all those amazingly horrible hurricanes, tornadoes, massive storms that were fed and zapped by HAARP, including Fukushima. I mean, I go through in the Chemtrails HAARP book and look at each one of those weather events. And it's obvious that because there used to be a place you could go on the internet to look at if HAARP was fired up or not. And usually HAARP was fired up 3 days in advance of Hurricane Katrina, the Fukushima in Japan, the Haiti, horrendous Haiti hurricane that happened, and then Hurricane Sandy in New York and New Jersey. HAARP was definitely used for experimentation in weather engineering all those years, along with other ionospheric heaters. There were others before it, just not as powerful. But the way this worked...
It's fair to say that it was just a step to getting the technology onto stage 1, 2, 3, and 4. And it's fair to say that ionizing is weaponizing the atmosphere for the military, basically.
Well, it's activating the yes, you can say weaponizing, absolutely, but it basically what it is it's activating the atmosphere in such a way that it's entirely electric 24/7, and that's why the chemical trails have to keep being laid in one way or another, and in various geographic areas, it's going to change.
Okay, why is that? Explain why do the chemtrails have to be continued?
Because
what's the connection there?
Yeah, in the chemical trails are conductive nanoparticles of metals. And these metals, and I'm sure you've heard of the aluminum oxide, barium, strontium, lithium, titanium, these metals in the nanoscale, very, very submicron tiny, they have to be floating in the atmosphere, because even if you make a weather system, you're going to need particles up there in order for condensation to basically be part of the particles, so that you can produce rain. Yes, that's true. Or lead storms, push storms, however you want to look at it. But you also need it for transmissions, electrical transmissions. And this is super, super important. You can't transmit the communications requirements of the modern military without a lot of particulates in the atmosphere. And so they have to be up there, and they do, as gravity will, they do fall. So they have to keep being laid up in the stratosphere.
When you just stay on the point, when they fall, I'll just make a parallel point here. A colleague of ours, Vincent Finelli, who's a prolific broadcaster on GCN, he's on RBN as well, and he's a prepper, USA Prepares, and he's in Missouri. But his farm was deluged by a C-130, that silver kind of, I don't know what it is, flash and flare stuff. I've inquired about it, and I know somebody who has analyzed it. And it made him extremely ill, and he's recovering now. He may be listening today, and you're always welcome to take part in this conversation. I told him family up during the week. But can you identify that as well, that incident, that type of incident?
So explain to me what the flash and flare was like for him.
Well, a silver type of flux
was a C-130
thing, like a Christmas decoration, was sprayed all over his farm. You could pick it up it was like a silver streak of a my Christmas decoration. I'm not describing it very well, but it's subsequently analyzed, and in another part of America, Mike Adams had it analyzed, and it was made up of those elements, barium, strontium, etc., which means it was radioactive as well.
Yeah, now what you're describing sounds to me like the but it's not the spider webby looking polymers that have fallen.
Yeah, that type of thing. Yeah. I didn't see a photograph of it, but that's similar to the descriptions we have. Yeah.
Oh yes. Oh yeah. Though that those are very much merged with the heavy metals and probably biologicals as well, because that's where the Morgellons comes in, and not just the Morgellons. We could also talk about fungus from the upper atmosphere. Not many people realize that if you're laying these trails up in the stratosphere and they fall down into the troposphere and they're breathed by us, they are attracting various elements up in the stratosphere that we really have never breathed down here on Earth. So when you charge all this matter that's falling to the Earth, I mean, you're literally charging it, whether you're using an ionospheric heater or you're using lasers off of satellites or however you're doing it, you're charging them. That's a serious matter, because that will change the biology of whatever that is, whether it's a fungus or a genetically engineered half biological, half non-biological. So that's sort of our problem now, is what we're taking into our lungs that then goes into our bloodstream, that then easily, because it's nanoscale, goes past the blood-brain barrier and lodges in the brain and the organs. This is something that I know that the military and intelligence agencies are watching very carefully, by hacking into hospital records, clinic records of what people are reporting. Internet, certainly Facebook, and all these social media are gathering this information as well, and it's being siphoned to the proper people who are following this open field experiment without any consent by civilians.
Okay, you mentioned Fukushima there. Dr. Bill Deagle, who is kind of 18 doctors and scientists in one human being, it's hard to believe, he has run a regular once a month program since, well, pretty much that, with Anne Morrison, who's, I think, a scientist there, on Fukushima. And it's fair to say Fukushima was a created tsunami, kind of an act of war to do with the politics and the currency, et cetera. Would you agree that was a created situation? It wasn't a natural tsunami?
Oh, not at all. It wasn't natural. No. HAARP was fired up 3 days in advance. And there were actually three events in Japan, as you know, and the tsunami was the third, and that was very much targeted to be
We need to interrupt by the music. We're just going to the first break, and we should be back in 3 minutes for a short run, and then at the bottom of the hour we'll have a longer run, but we'll be back in about 3 minutes.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, and we'll come back into the break, but sorry, Lana, we carry on from there. Just take it on there from wherever you want to go from that point of Fukushima, which was an unreported kind of act of war, really, wasn't it? It's fair to say?
Oh, yes, I definitely. I know that Japan was being muscled. Japan now and then makes noises about getting the American military off of Okinawa, and that was going on then. That was a primary, and yet... Also, it was, to my mind, this is me, it was a way to release radiation, and they're very interested in seeing what the radiation does synergistically with what is falling from the skies now, what's being laid, and what's being done in the oceans. It was very much, I think we need to really look at all these large media event weather events as warfare. Some of them are experimental. Some are definitely politically muscling and threatening. It's also a move for disaster capitalism. That's very important to realize that our capitalistic system is in trouble, and we've been following disaster capitalism, what Naomi Klein originally called the out of the shock doctrine, a way of controlling society, but a way of making profits off of disasters for the insiders, and that also is part of what happened with all of the events, including the one that was recent off Texas. But yes. PJ, let's make sure we don't spend all. Let's make sure we don't spend all our time on weather, because I'm one of the few chemtrails activists who discusses the other things that are going on with the ionization of the atmosphere.
It's the military industrial complex, which is now merged with the farm industry, medicine, and agriculture. They're all integrated. I was talking just very, very briefly way back in 1992 in Fort Collins University in Colorado with the USDA, and that's a big agricultural university, about a system of composting wood chip with animal manure and cleaning up pollution. I ran a company in Ireland doing that years ago. And they sat down, they had all day to talk, a guy, I won't name the two guys, But I did, at the end of the meeting, I knew they were not interested in pollution. They were just an information gathering process. And that's what the USDA is. It's an information gathering process, and all the information is handed on to all the companies in the military industrial complex, which is now not just military, pharmaceutical and agricultural chemicals and Monsanto. They're all in the one pot.
Absolutely. Do you agree? Those are the insiders. You've named them. Big Pharma, include that. And then the chemical corporations. Yeah, they're all in league together. If I could, let me just to give you an idea,
sure.
Let me go through the seven operations that come out of this ionized atmosphere, and they're all military run. Can I do that now?
Sure, go. Please go ahead. Yeah.
All right. So weather warfare, we've been discussing that, and weather warfare entails environmental modification as well. And my examples would be the Hurricane Katrina and Hurricane Sandy. Katrina being at the international port at the mouth of the Mississippi River down in the Gulf of Mexico, and Hurricane Sandy being at the international ports of New York and New Jersey. And what happened is when these hurricanes came in, they were very carefully targeting certain areas at the port mouth, and those were the poor people, the houses that they wanted out of the way so they could rebuild the ports in those areas. This may sound heartless because I think they moved over 30,000 people down in New Orleans, and of all those people, most of them never saw their house again. And in fact, many of those people were missing after, and I still don't know what happened to them. So this environmental modification is very important as part of the weather warfare instrument. Then there are the planetary geophysical operations. And in that, I would name, and I don't think we'll have time to go into it, but the development of plasma, the fourth state of matter, in an ionized atmosphere. They're doing a lot with that. They're doing Birkeland currents. They're doing Alphen waves or Whistlers. They're able to create a lot of space events that sometimes people will see down here and think that they'll think UFOs or aliens or something. But really, these are scientific experiments that are going on in the electrical antenna-like atmosphere that we have now. Then that includes the electromagnetic operations. There are many going on. The directed energy warfare operations. This would include the ability to target entire populations if you can pulse certain frequencies for their emotional life, and all of these require knowing the signatures of these emotions, which are entirely known now. So directed energy warfare operations is important.
Wow. We hold on to that one, and we go bottom of the hour break now, and then we'll have a longer run, 20 minutes to the other side, and we'll be
all
back
right.
In about 3 minutes for this break. Hang on there. 3 minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. at aroutfitting.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, and we're coming back in from the bottom of the outbreak, and we're talking to Alana Freeland on this very, very complex area of chemtrails, geoengineering, and very complex indeed, but she's explaining it very, very clearly to us. Well, we're talking there, this thing of targeting people with warfare. Do you want to take it on from there?
Right. What I'm naming are the seven military intelligence operations served by geoengineering. And it's very important to know that the CIA has been involved in this from the very beginning. I was naming the fourth operation, directed energy warfare operations, and saying that one of the things that they can do with an ionized atmosphere that's constantly electrical and like a battery or like an antenna charged all the time is they can increase targeting of individuals in cities, as well as targeting populations by pulsing certain frequencies and stacking them all the way down to either turn a population violent, turn it pacific, and just quell it. I'm sure it's being done now. I certainly thought that when the Ferguson, Missouri the racial thing that happened in Ferguson, Missouri happened, I immediately recognized that the population changed overnight from being querying the police action and being reasonable citizens about what had happened, inquiring, and then suddenly it just turned into mayhem the next day. So then let's go on to, I'm just going to name them briefly. We could talk the whole hour on each one. The fifth one is the biological. We've already touched on Morgellons. But also with the biological, I include transhumanism operations. And transhumanism is something we haven't mentioned yet. And I do believe that this is definitely an objective. And we tend to think of it as being separate from chemtrails, geoengineering. But I think that it's all, they're all, just as you were naming the various corporations that have all merged together with the same objectives. It is true that all of these different human rights issues are also merged under a transhumanism umbrella, the idea of a singularity, as Ray Kurzweil calls it, in the future of humans who are enhanced, as they say, as possibly formation of a brain-controlled slave class who are all hooked up to an artificial intelligence computer. This has to be considered because the biologicals that are coming into our lungs that we're breathing in on a nanoscale, as I said, they are forging beyond the blood-brain barrier and lodging in the brain. And these are all of these entities that we're breathing in have been genetically engineered, very sophisticated. They have microcomputers in them, microprocessors as they're called. They have sensors in them that can collect data in the body. There are all of these besides the bacteria that have been engineered, what Clifford Carnicom has renamed the cross-domain bacteria, because the Morgellons entity is really has components of all three kingdoms of nature here on Earth. So this, the biological, has to be considered in terms of transhumanism and the plans for humanity that are nothing short of inhuman.
They have no regard for human life or the human condition. I don't. Maybe they don't regard themselves as human. The military-industrial thing, but they're all under waves of propaganda and education themselves. But there's another thing. I'm not trying to be trivial, but this thing in coming out largely California and New York, but California, there's now claiming that they'll allow 27 or 30 different genders to be put on a census form. This is part of the same propaganda. Would you agree?
Oh, yes. It's breaking down what we define as human. And I'm reading Ray Kurzweil's book right now, his 2005 book, and it's nothing short of shocking how you can just tell what he's trying to do is hammer away at the what I would call the Renaissance idea of the human being, the greatness of humanity. And it's been beaten to death in the 20th century by comparing the human to animals and saying that we're nothing but evolved apes. And now the next step to breaking down that idea and that love of humanity is to take our genders and our sexuality and splay it all over the place and redefine it. So this is a very real program.
Bruce Jenner, that was Hollywood's contribution. But and another slightly trivial parallel is Hillary Clinton's book, which she didn't write herself, It Takes a Village, you know, which is an appalling, slanderous thing that it takes a society to raise a child, that a family couldn't possibly raise a child on their own. What a contempt for children and family.
Oh, very good point. And that's, they're breaking down the idea of community as well. Yeah, this is all very, very logical and very planned. And people often will discount it, this idea that it sounds so conspiratorial, because they can't imagine a conspiracy on such a scale. But I think just as long as you brought it up, I'll put this comment in. The recent pedophile scandal of the Pedogate or the Pizzagate, this shows how people can be held in bondage to obey and to do what they promised to do when they entered into these strange cabals, these strange secret societies and practices, and the photographs that are taken of them in engaged in pedophile activities. Perhaps they were drugged in order to, with curare in order to make them do these things beyond their conscience, and then they're trapped. I mean, this has been going on for a long time. To me, ever since
it's the number one activity of used by the security services in American Britain. That's one of the major things they use to entrap people.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. But they normally, you think of it as blackmail, and it is a blackmail in order to hold people to what they have promised to do. And there is only one way out, and that would be death. Let me finish the other two, and then we have them. We have all seven. The sixth operation of the military intelligence is surveillance, of course, from satellite. They can read a postage stamp now. But along with surveillance, I put neural operations, and that's very important. You brought up early on 5G, and I want to correct something in case people are confused, and I can completely understand their confusion. 5G is not just the next phase after 4G. They purposely named it 5G so that we would think that. But 5G is of a very different nature as a operational instrument. This will we've experienced the 5G aspect already in the TSA airport scans. This is millimeter waves, and millimeter waves are very, very, very tiny, and they are deadly for our DNA. What the 5G are, and the rollout has already started. I've talked to a few radio people, and they seem to think that there's just a rollout here and there. But no, it's being rolled out, I would say, worldwide, at least in the United States. They're doing all the rural areas. They're doing the big cities. They're using telephone poles. The antenna for the 5G millimeter waves is very small. It's a little black box, and you hardly would notice it with all the other contraptions on the telephone poles and the cell towers, etc. So to me, the 5G is about neural operations. This will be the key to holding us prisoner, holding our DNA prisoner. And that's why in my next book, which comes out in January, I entitled it Under an Ionized Sky, From Chemtrails to Space Fence Lockdown. This, in a way, will be the key in the lock for the lockdown of space fence operations. Now,
Total tyranny, effectively.
Yes, tyranny. But if you think about it, it makes a sort of evil sense, because we have already entered a space age, and very few people realize it, because it doesn't look at all like John F. Kennedy's hope for a space age. He wanted to work with Russia in the exploration of space. What we have instead now is everything is weaponized, and planet Earth has been weaponized. So this is, if you have a space age and you have designs on controlling the solar system, which these madmen do, then you would need to at least control your home planet in order to, before you're launching out on long voyages. And I don't perceive that these will be rockets. These will be anti-gravity types of vessels. Then you really have to control everything on planet Earth. And that's the point of the space fence, which we haven't discussed yet. But let me just do the seventh one, because we're right at the edge of that. And the seventh one is the most extraordinary in a way. It's the detection and obscuration of exotic propulsion systems. Now, we think of the chemical trails that splay out in the sky and become cirrus cloud cover. And by the way, that's not a moisture cloud cover. Those are not moisture clouds for the most part. Sometimes some of the cumulus clouds have a dark part, and they obviously are holding some moisture. Most clouds that we see now that come from the chemical trails from jets are really plasma clouds. These are dry, hot matter that has a sort of cloud appearance.
Where do they go? They're moving around all the time in the atmosphere, I presume.
Yes, and they eventually dissipate unless they're fed again, and they can be moved as objects because we're looking at plasma now. We're not looking at something that will dissipate because the moisture falls or evaporates. No, this is a completely different kind of cloud, and most people, well, I mean, you know, it takes 50 years for people to realize what's under their nose. And that's even without the media lying every day about things.
That's what we deal with on RBN, these wide spectrum subjects for 27 broadcasters, and the flagship program being John Stadtmiller's National Intel Report. I'm sure you'll want to speak to you sometime soon. But, for instance, the bee population, this is not trivial, in Britain is seriously damaged and depleted, and they're trying to plant hedgerows to reestablish the bee population. Somebody said if all the bees of the world disappeared, there would be no human existence within 11 years, something like that. You're qualified in biology. What would you say about that subject?
Well, I think what's happening is that they wouldn't mind that the bee population goes, because then they could create their own bees with their own genetic programs.
Monsanto had a plan for that. And that experiment recently where they released these infected...
mosquitoes.
Was that part of that experiment?
Well, I think that's along these lines. And also to see what the human reaction is, people who are bit. I mean, they're very interested to see who can evolve under these conditions and who can't.
They're not worried about the risks at all, are they? Yeah.
Oh, not at all. No, because they can always have more human beings, and pretty soon they can make them themselves. This is, you know, we could look. Let me just finish the detection and obscuration of exotic propulsion systems, because some people in the chemtrails movement are now detecting, hiding in the clouds, in these clouds, ships of some sort. And you can think of them
ships or aircraft or what are you saying?
They are ships that can remain stationary. They're definitely not aircraft as we know them. They are hovering. They hover. And
cigar-shaped items that are aircraft that we've seen over Britain and in different places. Is that what they're talking about?
Most of these that I'm talking about are triangular, which would mean... I think of them as, we have some secret projects here in the U.S. in what's called S4 down at Skunk Works in Nevada. The Aurora was such a ship. It was never publicly admitted. It has not been publicly admitted yet, but it is triangular in nature and has three bright lights on each of the apexes. So I would see it as mostly our ships, but possibly entities from other parallel dimensions, because there's a lot going on now, and we'd have to go to CERN and look at what's going on with particle accelerators that are opening different dimensions.
Do you agree that could be create a black hole to wipe us all out?
I don't believe that black holes exist, and I think to find out about that, you would go to the electric universe. The electric universe scientists are very, very good. They're deep students of Tesla science, and they have gone far beyond Einstein. So,
Say who they are again. Say who they are. That group is again.
Electric universe.
Who is that group? Rich?
Yes, I highly recommend them. That's all you need is the Electric Universe. They have seminars, they have conferences, they have a website, they have a Facebook presence. I'm in touch with a couple of people who are involved with them, and they're very helpful to me. Because all of this is plasma physics. I mean, you know, with people who will criticize me and say, oh, well, you don't have a PhD in plasma physics or astrophysics. Well, truthfully, I don't know of a university in the United States or Europe which is teaching this to mainstream science students.
Well, I'm sure you can answer for yourself. Of course you can. But what you have is a tremendous inquiring mind. And like most people who go after research, even if they're not qualified, they go way beyond the university professors who are muddled anyway. Is that fair to say?
Absolutely. Yes, exactly.
We're having this short break now. Could you possibly go on beyond the hour, at the top of the hour, or are you confined to 1 hour today?
Well, we can go on while longer. No.
Yeah, okay. We've just a three-minute break now and a three-minute run, but at the top of the hour, can you go on after the top of the hour a little bit?
Yes.
Did the first break say 20 past? That'll be fine. Okay, Sam, we'll go to the break.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
NutriMedical's Calm Mind supports a relaxed mood and helps to support your brain neurotransmitter, helps lower blood pressure, helps to make you feel calm all day long, and helps to make it easier to go to sleep. Calm Mind contains GABA. It also contains suntan and L-theanine, an amino acid from green tea. And it contains myo-inositol, a special B vitamin. Because it's such high quality, it works amazingly for anxiety, panic attack, and for depression. Get Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. The special studies that have been done on Calm Mind show that it helps to stabilize the neurons in the brain, lower the autonomic nervous system that raises blood pressure, and helps to support normal calming activity throughout the body. That means you're going to have much higher energy level, much more stable mood, be able to tolerate stress better, and it helps to stabilize blood sugar as well. So order Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com.
In after the third break, but just to say to you, Alana, we just do, there's a annoying now, it's only 3 minutes to the top of the hour, but if you can go from the top of the hour to 20 past, that'd be great. But carry on there, and in case I forget to say to you, you need to tie up with Dr. Bill Deagle, who worked at the heart of DARPA, by the way, and he's a medical doctor, he's a scientist, and he's done many, he's published a thesis on how to clean up Fukushima, even at this late stage. So you do need to talk to him. I'll send you an email on that during the week, okay?
All right. Okay, so
it'd be very useful to you.
Yeah, I'd just like to repeat, because I found, you know, I was a teacher for years and a lecturer, and I find that if I repeat something, it might stay. And the reason I find it important to say, let's go beyond the weather, because the weather, in a way, yes, it's very important, but it's also used as a distraction, so people don't realize how deep and how long-enduring this program is, and this geoengineering. It has all seven of these operations, which, by the way, I was given by Clifford Carnicom years ago. So let me just repeat them briefly, and then we'll go on from there. So the seven operations run by the military intelligence, industrial complex, whatever you want to call it, you know what it is, served by geoengineers like David Keith, Keith Caldera, et cetera. All right, so number one, weather warfare, environment modification. Two, planetary geophysical operations. Three, electromagnetic operations. Four, directed energy warfare operations. Five, biological transhumanism operations. Six, surveillance neural operations. And seven, detection and obscuration of exotic propulsion systems in the cirrus cloud cover. So that gives you an idea of how unified this is, and how it all depends upon keeping that atmosphere electric. And that is the key. So when I went on to the next book, writing the book about the space fence, I was advised by Billy Hayes, the HAARP man. He was he headed up the team that built HAARP and 240 or 50 or 60 other instruments similar to HAARP around the world. Billy helped me to lay out how the space fence has been constructed in order to really provide a lockdown from near Earth orbit all the way up there, near Earth orbit, down to the ground level works that are here that are all producing and capable of producing their ionospheric heaters, their radar instruments, their NEXRADs, their WISACs, WSACS, which we saw during this Houston affair. There are many instruments on the Earth that can produce or waveguide these electromagnetic clouds.
I see. Very good. Okay. Well, hang on to that. We're at the top of the hour, and in 2 minutes' time, so it's a short, very short break. We'll be back, and we'll then, you can wrap up over the next 20 minutes what you've been saying. That's fine. Okay.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To.
That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman App at appsapart.com. That's APPSAPART.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.